as always. All right, better now? Okay. Other business, our first item is subdivision number 2021-06, Brentwood, formerly known as Coral Lakes and Coral Crossing, final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of 304 single-family lots to be created out of 152.34 acres, plus or minus. Included in the plan are fully improved streets, stormwater management, the amenities, landscape plan, and other site improvements. The plan was previously approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Staff note the property is within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, and a signed agreement with the Delaware Department of Transportation is in place. Development will be supported with central sewer and water systems with providers of Sussex County and Tidewater Utilities, respectively. Property is located on the southwest side of Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Road 277, approximately 0.62 miles south of Kendale Road, Sussex County Road 287. This final subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, as well as conditions of approval. The tax parcels, District 234, Map 6.00, Parcel 67.00, and Parcel 84.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-06, Brentwood, formerly known as Coral Lakes and Coral Crossing, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan.
It's moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for subdivision 2021-06 Brentwood, formerly known as Coral Lakes and Coral Crossing. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-08 Azalea Woods, Section 2, final subdivision plan and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for Section 2 of the Azalea Woods subdivision, a proposed cluster subdivision to consist of a total of 610 lots and associated amenities to include a proposed in-ground pool, clubhouse, pickleball courts, gathering areas, and tot lot. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 19th, 2019, subject to 21 conditions for 610 lots. Section 2 consists of 91 lots total, representing 15% of the overall lots within the subdivision. This section of the subdivision contains a 30-foot wide buffer to consist of existing vegetation in accordance with Condition F of the conditions of approval for the subdivision, which clarified that the buffer may include existing forest. The applicant is requesting that the subdivision be approved in phases. In accordance with the previous condition of Commission's approval, a separate overall section plan has been submitted to the Department of Planning and Zoning to assist in the Commission's review of future phases of the subdivision and to ensure compliance with the subdivision's conditions of approval. Property is located on the east and southeast sides of Shingle Point Road, Route 249, the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and the west side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. Section 2 of the subdivision plan complies with Sussex County's zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 135, Map 11.00, Parcel 32.04, Parcel 48.00, Parcel 49.00, and Parcel 56.00. Zoning districts is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2019-08 Azalea Woods, I make a motion to approve Section 2 final subdivision and landscape plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Section 2 final subdivision plan and landscape plan for subdivision 2019-08 Azalea Woods. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-20, lands of John J. Hampstead, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the standard subdivision of a 5.034 acre, more or less, parcel into five single lots and other site improvements. All lots shall have access through an ingress-egress access easement located on the west side of Calhoun Road, Sussex County Road 621, approximately 1,100 feet north of Russ Road, Sussex County Road 635. The preliminary subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, subject to four conditions. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 6.00, Parcel 82.04. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Just on this one, for the benefit of the commission, and since we have two new members and also for the public, these other business items are, with regard to subdivisions, are subdivisions in which we've had prior public hearings already. So 2021-06 for Brentwood, Lands of Hampstead, and then the next one, 2021-26 Harper's Glen. We've already had a public hearing on those. There's been a motion to approve it with, at least in two of them, extensive conditions that were imposed. So it has preliminary site plan approval. It's gone through all the agency approvals, which is DLDOT, Fire Marshal Conservation District, DENREC, sort of you name it, Department of Agriculture even. And so now they're back on our agenda as other business just to approve the final site plan or final subdivision plan, which staff has already reviewed for compliance with all those prior conditions. So this is kind of the final step in the process for these types of things on the agenda. So really, I mean, in this case, it's a fairly simple motion. Like for on Lands of Hampstead, it's Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant final subdivision plan approval for 2021-20 Lands of John J. Hampstead.
I make a motion for approval of 2021-20 Lands of John J. Hampstead.
And for final subdivision
for
site plan.
For yeah. Final subdivision site plan.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2021-20 Lands of John J. Hampstead. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-26, Harper's Glen, formerly known as Workman's, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a cluster subdivision to divide 29.39 acres more or less into 33 single-family lots, private roads, open space, and out parcels that have not been designated for any proposed use. The forested landscape buffer is to consist primarily of existing vegetation in accordance with condition D of the conditions of approval for the subdivision, which requires that the buffer utilizes existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Staff would like to note that a landscape plan has not yet been submitted for the proposed planted portion of the buffer. The preliminary subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, March 24th, 2022, and a later revised preliminary plan was approved by Commission at their meeting of May 26, 2022 for the removal of Condition F of the conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 14, parcels 61.00 and 61.06. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. And other than not being in receipt of a landscape plan, the final subdivision plan complies with the subdivision code and zoning code and all conditions of approval. Staff would therefore request that commission wish to approve the final subdivision plan, that such an approval be contingent upon staff receiving an approved code compliant landscaping plan for the planted sections of the buffer. Staff would like to note that since this memo was written, we have received a landscape plan from the developer as well that complies with the code. And I believe we can bring that up if need be.
Mr. President, I would like to go ahead and make a motion for approval of 2021-26 Harper's Glen, FKA Workman's, for final subdivision with the use of the.
No, that one's just, it's fine.
I think you're fine right there. Because they did get their stuff. Okay. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, great. It's moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2021-26, Harper's Glen, formerly known as Workman's. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. To let the record show the chairman abstained from voting on that item. The motion carries 3-0. The next item is site plan number 23-33, Church of God Prophecy preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the development of a 12,739 square foot, more or less 324-seat multilingual church to host a covered main entrance drop-off area, 86 parking spaces, stormwater management, and other related site improvements. The proposal is located on a 3.24-acre parcel, more or less, of land on the east side of South Rehoboth Boulevard, Route 14, or Sussex County Road 1B in Milford, Delaware. Churches are a permitted use in all zoning districts, and accordingly, the agricultural residential AR1 district lists this as a permitted use under Chapter 115-20A, Section 4 of the Sussex County Code. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcels are District 330, Map 11, parcels 44.02 and parcel 44.04. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this plan, it is requested that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. President, I'd like to move forward with a preliminary site plan S23-33, Church of God Prophecy. I'd like to move forward with that.
Final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals?
Yes.
Been moved and seconded to approve the site plan S2333, Church of God of Prophecy, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 2332, Vulcan Horsey Asbury Borough Pit Expansion. Conditional use number 2294 and 1741, preliminary site plan.
Just before we get to it, for the benefit of the commission, this is also one, this is, was a conditional use. And so it had a public hearing as a conditional use before planning and zoning, and then there's a recommendation that went to county council, and ultimately was approved by county council with conditions. In the case of borrow pit conditional uses, there's also in our code in chapter 115 specific requirements that all borrow pits must follow. So this is a preliminary site plan where staff has checked to make sure it complies with all the conditions of approval imposed by county councils, where, as well as everything that's in our zoning code. So if you all were to look favorably upon this preliminary site plan, that means that the applicant would then take that to all the state agencies. But you can approve this one as a preliminary and then final by staff, subject to all agency approvals if you'd like as well. And then I know, yeah, you can go ahead and read, but I just wanted to put that sort of explanation of where we are in the process out there.
This is a preliminary site plan for the expansion of an existing 200-acre more or less borrow pit site to include an additional 62.201 acres more or less of land. The expanded borrow pit includes a 200-foot buffer from Asbury Road and a 100-foot buffer from wetlands and will utilize the existing entrance off of Hardscrabble Road. It should be noted that there were two previous conditional use applications on this site. The first application is conditional use number 1741 for a borrow pit, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, December 16th, 2008, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2021. The second application is conditional use number 2294 to facilitate the expansion of the borrow pit, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2804. The property is located on the east side of Asbury Road, Sussex County Road 446, and the north side of Hardscrabble Road, Route 20, approximately 0.35 miles south of County Seat Highway, Route 9. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 231, Map 21, Parcel 21.00, and Parcel 22.00. The zoning is AR1 Agriculture Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to S23-32, Vulcan Horsey Asbury Borough Pit Expansion, conditional use number 2294 and 1741, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 2332 Vulcan Horsey Asbury Bar Pit Expansion Conditional Use 2294 and 1741 as a preliminary and final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-14 Hilltop Apartments at Lewis, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 31-unit condominium building. The plan includes parking, stormwater management, and other site improvements and buffers for the non-tidal wetlands located on the site. Specifically, 62 spaces have been provided alongside two full-size loading spaces. However, the applicant has submitted a request to have 9 of the required 62 spaces to be compact parking and for the 19 of the required spaces to be located within the front yard setback. Property is located on Nassau Road, Sussex County Road 266B. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel District 334, map 5.00, parcel 82.01. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this preliminary plan, it is requested that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. I was also informed that the applicant has also asked for a waiver for the interconnectivity requirement to parcel 84. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
There's two waivers on this. So just real quick on this one, too, a bit of an explanation, because this isn't one we see all that often. This is a multifamily project. The property zone C1 commercial, which is a closed district. You couldn't rezone anything to C1 today. And in the C1 district, we think of that as being commercial, but the drafters of the plan or the zoning code back in the 1970s, Mr. Wheely, not that you were here drafting it, but
in high school,
allowed by right 12 units an acre in C1 residential. And so there's no public hearing for, what's our highest density residential permitted use in Sussex County. It's allowed by right. So that means that all that an applicant has to do if they have C1 that they want to develop residentially is come in with a site plan like they have for Hilltop Apartments. But it sounds like they've asked for two waivers. One is the front yard setback, and the other is for the interconnectivity. I think there is a representative of the applicant here this afternoon if anybody wants to hear anything more. Saying that, it's not a public hearing, but if you have questions you want to ask.
If there's a question.
I am curious what would happen if the waiver for parking in the setback were not able to be granted.
Mr. Christian Berry, do you want to come up and, yeah, and again, I want to reiterate to everyone, this is not a public hearing. This is not Mr. Christian Berry's opportunity to make a speech. He is merely coming up here at our request to answer a question.
And Mr. Christian Berry, if you can make sure your microphone's on, just hit that button.
Ken Christian Berry.
Oh, no, hold on. Make sure you got to hit that button at the bottom. There you go. There you go.
How we doing?
Yep, you're on.
Ken Christian Berry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. The property consists of 2.58 acres, which does allow for the 31 units. Of the 2.58 acres, the impervious ground cover is only about 1 acre. Impervious ground cover is on page 2 of the site plan. So you have about 1 acre, and there's really no opportunity to put the parking in other locations and meet the what the zoning code does allow on the property.
How many parking spaces would you be short if we didn't allow that?
I mean, it would be there difference. Are 11 on one side of the driveway and 7 on the other that are shown in the front setback. I also know that in the past the commission has looked at other properties. If you look at the satellite image of Nassau Road, we're very much in character with what is already there. DelDOT will be coming through with a new sidewalk soon because we're part of where they are adding a traffic circle where Nassau Road meets New Road and the new access road goes under the highway. So there will be a sidewalk, and that certainly is DelDOT's ultimate build out. And we still have the 15-foot easement from the back of their sidewalk. So there'll be a 15-foot grass strip from DelDOT's new sidewalk to our parking spaces.
I don't really have a problem with that if you don't. What about the interconnectivity, though? I think that was probably what you're going to ask next.
Yeah, what's the objection to the interconnectivity requirement?
The property to the immediate and south is actually owned by the applicant. It's his roofing and siding business, Bayside Exteriors. Each has their own access to Nassau Road. We've already met with DelDOT, and they're actually going to build our entrance as part of the sidewalk construction. So intermixing the traffic between apartment dwellers and a roofing company, I don't think either party would care for that. Do they want roofing trucks coming through, and does the roofing company want dwellers coming through?
In that instance, could actually be a safety issue.
I totally agree. Thank you for providing that context.
Is there anything else you know where to find me?
The alternative to the parking being in the setback and getting the waiver for that would be reducing the number of units that would...
That's quite possible, or we would have to make the units smaller, perhaps clear a little bit more trees, put a retaining wall along your resource buffer, something like that. We could decrease the size of the pond by doing some under the parking lot stormwater management, perhaps to try to mitigate that. But there's a 60-foot front setback. So when you look at the site plan, that's a lot of land to ask somebody not to use in any way, shape, or form.
Let me ask a staff a question. Mr. Christianberry mentioned that there are similar...
Actually, I apologize. 40-foot front setback because it's residential. Okay. Anyway.
That there were similar parking in the setback on other properties nearby. Is that in fact correct? I
pull up the satellite.
I just want to make sure that, not that I doubt your veracity, but I just want the staff to confirm that that's true, because that has been an instance in which we have allowed it is because we've already allowed it. So.
As long as it's consistent with what's already there.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Old buildings in the front yard setback.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
There are other problems.
Okay. So
all right.
We're good.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the approval of the preliminary site plan for S23-14 Hilltop Apartments at Lewis.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 23-14, Hilltop Apartments at Lewis. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Renewable Redevelopment LLC, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot off of a 50-foot access easement. Pardon me. Lot one will be 140.25 acres plus or minus, and the residual land will be 479.56 acres plus or minus. The proposed lot will be served by an existing 50-foot access easement and road known as Gate A Road. The property is located on the north side of Iron Branch Road, Sussex County Road 331, and is part of the Indian River Power Plant. Tax parcel is District 233, map 2.00, parcel 2.00. The zoning is heavy industrial, HI1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this preliminary plan, it is requested that the final approvals be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Renewable Redevelopment LLC, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of Renewable Redevelopment LLC with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.